Well, moving on to politics, John McCain and John Edwards have been rolling out some new campaign ads lately that go after the old emotions, like a Highway to Heaven marathon. Oh, Michael Landon, I'd elect you president of my heart. Meanwhile, this weekend also, the Democrats used a formerly comatose 12-year-old boy to ask the president why he doesn't like childrens. Here to enlighten us on all things political is our dear friend Jim Vandehei of Politico.com. Hi, Jim.
Hey, how you doing?
Great. Thanks for coming on the inaugural broadcast of the Bryant Park Project.
I'm excited. I'm a little jealous that it's this segment and not the prior one, being a diehard Packer fan.
So. Well,
who knew?
Let's all celebrate in our hearts.
The Wisconsin boy in my heart.
Okay, let's just start with this John McCain ad that just started running in New Hampshire. It's him. It's old footage of him when he was being interrogated while he was a prisoner of war. Let's hear a little tape from that.
How old are you?
31.
What is your rank in the Army?
Lieutenant Commander in the Navy. Hit by either missile or any aircraft fire. I'm not sure which. And I ejected and broke my leg and both arms.
He looks really kind of, a little out of it, as you might expect, and he's smoking a cigarette. And he just looks sort of, I think, a little bit terrified in this ad. Do you think this actually – does this ad work in your opinion, Jim?
I think in places like New Hampshire, it could work. You know, the war hero image is that's his silver bullet. And there's a lot of independents who are very attracted to the McCain campaign. Remember last time around, that's where he made a sort of one-state stand. The problem for him is the video image that that most Republicans see is him supporting campaign finance reform or pushing an immigration bill that they feel would have led to amnesty. So I don't know that, you know, that any powerful video can ever erase the image in the minds of most conservatives that he has not been with them on a lot of issues that they consider near and dear to their hearts.
Do you think John McCain stands any real chance? I mean, he doesn't have a lot of money. Over the weekend, he told this website, BeliefNet, that he thinks he would prefer if there was a Christian president. I mean, is this all just rearranging
the deck chairs? That comment helps him, certainly, with Republicans. Does he have any chance? I think any of the top four have a chance because there's so much uncertainty right now on the Republican side.
Who do you think are the top four, Jim, when you say that?
It's difficult for him because he doesn't have organization, he doesn't have money, and all he really has is New Hampshire. So out of the four, I'd say he has the least chance. But he does. I mean, if there was no clear winner coming out of Iowa and he wins New Hampshire, it, you know, conceivably could be a different race. And if he can push it to February 5th or our states where he could perform better, I don't think that would happen, but it certainly could happen.
Jim, I'm sorry to interrupt you there. I just wanted to know, who do you think are the top four? You mentioned that twice.
Oh, I mean, I think Giuliani, Romney, McCain, and Thompson.
Okay.
All right, let's move over to the Democrat side. John Edwards, his campaign recently set out a video ad to would-be donors. It featured his wife, and here's what she said.
John and I have decided not to wait, to step up, to try to make the difference that we can. The question is, what are you going to do? Are you going to step up? You can volunteer in this campaign. You can make a contribution. You can act now. Don't wait. You can join us in this campaign. We have a lot of time to make the difference. But the truth is, we don't have all the time in the world.
Which is kind of a weird ending statement because Elizabeth Edwards has incurable cancer. Is this totally shameless?
I actually think it's powerful stuff when you're just viewing it. Forget your politics. I mean, she's obviously a very courageous woman who is putting everything she has left in her into this campaign. The problem for Edwards is that in some ways she amplifies everything that they don't like about John Edwards because she is so authentic. She does seem like she really means it when she sort of lets it all loose for this campaign, where they feel like, and this is Democrats that I talk to, feel like he's kind of phony. You don't really know what he stands for. He ran as a centrist or new Democrat last time. Now he's the populist liberal Democrat this time around. So I don't, you know, people aren't going to vote for the first lady. They're going to vote for the candidate. And he needs to do something to convince people that, A, he's electable, and, B, that he's authentic. And if you look at the polls, clearly the determination among Democrats so far is that he's not neither, or if he is either, he's not powerful enough to supplant either Obama or Clinton as the front runner.
Is it too late for Elizabeth Edwards to run?
I think it is, but she'd be a good candidate. I mean, she's throughout this campaign, she's been very articulate, very passionate. She obviously has an amazing story to tell. I mean, she's obviously had so many things happen to her in her life, and she's really brought that into the campaign, I think, in a powerful way. And there really is this cult of Elizabeth right now among some Democrats, and especially people inside that campaign, who are giving it their all for her. The problem is, Edwards needs them giving it all for him. They need to believe in him. They need to believe that he's electable.
All right. Well, speaking of emotional appeals, the Democrats pulled off kind of a doozy this weekend. They had a 12-year-old car accident survivor record their weekly radio address, which is aimed at President Bush. They're trying to get the president to approve a program that provides insurance for 10 million children, including children in the middle class. First, here's Mr. Bush on his radio address Saturday.
Congressional leaders have put forward an irresponsible plan that would dramatically expand this program beyond its original intent, and they know I will veto it.
All right, and so then here's the Democrat response as read by Little Graham Frost of Baltimore, Maryland.
There are millions of kids out there who don't have CHIP, and they wouldn't get the care that my sister and I did if they got hurt. Their parents might have to sell their cars or their houses, or they might not be able to pay for hospital bills at all. I don't know why President Bush wants to stop kids who really need help from getting CHIP.
CHIP is the name of that program that they're kind of fighting over. Is this a brilliant move by the Democrats, Jim?
It's always a fine line. I mean, the politics on this are in Democrats' favor to begin with, the fact that Bush is arguing about cutting funding for families and for kids that are low-income bracket. It's tough politics to begin with. There's always a danger, though, when you start bringing out, you know, a 12-year-old to do your radio address. There's obviously it smacks as sort of a gimmick, but it may be a powerful gimmick.
I mean, we're talking about this.
It's a tremendous amount of attention, so I don't think it's going to sway the debate because, quite frankly, Democrats seem to be winning the debate, and a lot of Republicans have jumped ship from Bush and said, yes, we need to increase spending on SCHIP fairly dramatically so we can cover lower income and even, you know, some middle income families and children.
We're running low on time, Jim, but I read an amazing quote from Ray LaHood. He's a Republican congressman who's about to retire. He said the Democrats, quote, will continue to be the majority party in the House and Senate, and Hillary Clinton will make history by being the first woman elected president in 2008. Are things that grim for the GOP right now?
Well, first off, you got to put that in context. Ray LaHood is always sort of a naysayer for Republican politics, and he's, you know, I think he's leaving the Congress in some respects because he is frustrated with what's happening with the Republican Party. But there's no doubt Republicans are in a funk. You look at the polls, they're disastrous. You look at where they stand on a lot of issues. It's not helping them right now, especially on the Iraq war. But politics right now is still very unsettled, and I think once you have a Republican nominee and Democratic nominee, the dynamics change. I certainly, if you had to bet money on a party right now, you'd bet on Democrats just because the Republican brand is so scuffed, and because Democratic enthusiasm seems so much higher right now, as measured by turnout at events and measured by the number of low dollar donors. But things change rapidly, and mm-hmm. events change rapidly and reshape politics.
And as those things change and move, Jim VandeHei will be there to tell us about it. Jim VandeHei, co-founder of Politico.com. Thanks, man.
Good luck with the show. Take care.
Thanks. We'll need it.
Verb of the day: scuffed.
Yeah,
love that.